Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, check it out. This is just unbelievable. As Donald Trump was standing on the White House lawn this morning before departing to Scotland, he said he hasn't, quote, had a lot of luck with Canada ahead of the tariff deadline, meaning the deadline is going to hit and prices are going to increase even further. Now, the thing is, why would you think that Canada would do any deals with you when the last thing you tweeted about them was, quote, I told Canada, which very much wants to be a part of our fabulous Golden Dome system, that it will cost $61 billion if they remain a separate but unequal nation, but it will cost $0 if they become our cherished 51st state. They are considering the offer. This was after Mark Carney took power, but even before Mark Carney, we had Justin Trudeau. Donald Trump repeatedly called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who, of course, had his flaws. Every leader has a lot of flaws. But Trump would call him Governor Trudeau in an attempt to bully him into ceding some sort of Canadian land or territory or minerals. It is a disgusting ploy from Trump. Then he demands respect. He stands on the White House lawn and complains when Mark Carney doesn't respect him. I could only imagine what would have happened if Pierre Poilievre got into power. Thankfully, let me play you this clip of Mark Carney strategizing. It's really solid having somebody who is economically literate, because now Mark Carney is openly talking about creating alliances with neighboring countries. So if Canada, Mexico, Asia, other European countries all combine forces to cut off the United States, it's not ideal for us, but it's basically what Trump is leading us towards, and Mark Carney could be orchestrating that. I want you to listen to this clip.
We will have a discussion on the current state of negotiations with the United States. I will say that, as you are aware, our senior ministers, my chief of staff, myself, were engaged in continuous discussions. Minister LeBlanc will be reinforcing those discussions over the next few days in Washington with the United States. We are looking for the best deal for Canada. We are only going to accept the best deal for Canada. That is very much informed by our discussions. We understand as well that we all understand that the global trade environment is changing, and there are some countries that are pulling back, that are restricting market access. But there's even more countries that are opening up to market access. And the premiers have helped lead this with individual trade initiatives.
You don't even have to read between the lines. He's basically saying, yeah, some countries, wink, wink, some countries are pulling back trade access, but many more countries are opening up trade access. What he's saying is, even though our next door neighbor, our longtime ally, is pulling back, being kind of an asshole, there are many more countries who are willing to help us take our trade because they have leaders who aren't nuts. Trade is mutually beneficial. It's not this zero-sum game that Donald Trump makes it out to be. It is beneficial. That's why we have rumors like this. I want to say this is just a rumor, but there is speculation that Canada and Mexico are partnering on major infrastructure and trade initiatives, something called the Northern Corridor, aimed at avoiding U.S. tariff and customs procedures. Now, I don't know if this is something they'd actually execute on, but the overall premise of this makes sense. The overall premise of other countries coming together to build an alliance behind the United States back, when essentially, think about it like this. Before Donald Trump got into office, the average global tariff, if you averaged all countries out, was 4 to 5%. That is the average tariff. Now, after Donald Trump took office, the baseline tariff coming from the United States is 10%, meaning there are two trade zones across the globe now. There's the United States, which is a big red no-no zone. That's 10% tariffs. Do not trade with the United States. And then there's the rest of the world, which has a resting rate of 3 to 4 to 5% tariffs. So again, there are two trade zones. One is the United States. But if you go around the United States, you can basically have half of the tariff. So Trump is choking the United States out of trade. And I hope that visualization was able to make sense, the two separate trade zones. If it did, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are going to continue to punch back against MAGA, continue to spread the truth. Let's jump over to this clip of Donald Trump standing on the White House lawn moments ago talking about tariffs.
We will have most of our deals finished, if not all. We haven't really had a lot of luck with Canada. I think Canada could be one where they'll just pay tariffs.
He says, we haven't had a lot of luck with Canada. You haven't had a lot of luck whatsoever. You started a trade war on the globe, not on a few countries or a few industries, on the globe. And you said you'd come back to us with 90 deals in 90 days to reshape the global order. Now we're 6-7 months in, and it's not 90 deals in 90 days. It's actually, we're going to take our time. We're having trouble. Let me replay this.
Most of our deals finished, if not all. We haven't really had a lot of luck with Canada. I think Canada could be one where they'll just pay tariffs, not really a negotiation. We're working very diligently with Europe, the EU, which covers a lot of territory, a lot of countries, and that's the big one right now. We have the confines of a deal with China.
We have parts. He has the concepts of certain deals. He doesn't even have the text for the deals that he has. Like, listen. There are a lot of Trump supporters who comment on my videos and who leave troll comments. Sometimes they even leave good faith comments, very rarely. And I actually want that. I want discussion. I want good faith discussion in my comment section. But I always get these comments like, Adam, listen, Trump has actually negotiated multiple amazing deals, therefore bringing in $300 billion in tariff revenue from other countries. There's a few things that I want to debunk. Number one, the tariff revenue does not come from other countries. It's paid for by American companies and the consumers. The tariff revenue is collected at the border by Customs and Border Protection when something comes in. So our Border Patrol collects that revenue from our companies. And to pay for that, our companies raise the prices. That's number one. But number two, Trump sending something out on Truth Social does not mean there's a trade deal. You need to know the difference. A trade deal means both countries come together and sign something, and then they will provide the text online. Donald Trump sending out some erratic Truth Social post does not mean there was a trade deal. This dude has announced like 6 trade deals with China or Japan at this point. He's announced like 6 temporary like truces on the tariff thing. He's like, we're almost at a deal. And then Trump supporters will come into my comment section and say, look it, he finally got a deal with China, an even better deal. This has happened multiple times. There's not a deal until we have a text, and there's no text whatsoever at this point. It's just Trump screaming nonsense on the White House lawn. One more time, Canada's playing hardball. Canada says it won't accept a trade deal with the U.S. at, quote, any cost. Prime Minister Mark Carney, after meeting with Canada's political leaders, downplayed the chances of success in talks aimed at reaching a trade deal with President Trump because he's a master negotiator. He knows not to play his hand. We also have an article reading, companies are passing rising tariff costs onto U.S. consumers. Real-time pricing data shows. Take that, Kevin O'Leary. Genuinely, sorry to all my Canadians who have to deal with people like Kevin O'Leary, but you do get to deal with Mark Carney, who seems to be a solid leader thus far. Let me know what my Canadian followers think in the comment section. I'm curious. Economists have repeatedly warned that U.S. President Donald Trump's push to make America great again through tariffs will make inflation hot again. Now, after months of relatively stable consumer price increases, there's mounting evidence tariffs are starting to bite American shoppers. Official inflation data released last week for June showed inflation climbed at an annual rate of 2.7%, higher than people thought, and an innovative tool tracking the cost of thousands of goods by their country of origin shows how the steep tariffs on imports from China in particular are driving prices higher. You can see right here, U.S. retail price indexes by country of origin, everything coming from China is increasing heavily in price. Everything coming from Canada is increasing rapidly in price over the past few months, and you even see some domestic prices raising. The Harvard Business School Pricing Lab uses real-time online pricing data from 4 major U.S. retailers to track the prices of more than 300,000 products over time. while using product code lookups and AI to determine their country of origin, and it monitors Canada, Mexico, China, and those produced domestically, with China, which is like the vast majority of our goods, everything is made in China, it's rising very, very quickly. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos we make, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. Just remember these core facts. We are 6 months in, and Trump hasn't had a lot of luck with tariffs, no deals. He hasn't had a lot of luck with Russia and Ukraine, no deals. He hasn't had a lot of luck with Israel and Gaza, no deals. It's getting worse and worse. He hasn't had a lot of luck with anything because there is no luck to be had. He's just bad. He is bad at this job. We are going to relentlessly stay on message. We're going to fight on MAGA shows, metaphorically, of course. We're going to make sure that we win heading into the midterms, 2028, 2032, and beyond. If you want to join the ride, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I am eternally grateful to all of you, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.